Yeah, okay. K-E-A-T-K. Yeah, so, I mean, I haven't watched a bunch of Palmer stuff, but I want to watch it now. Very interested in what he's done. I think where he's located, wasn't he over in Maryland or New England or something? I think he said he had a very short season for nectar flow and stuff. In fact, I don't know if it was Palmer or another fellow over that way that I read his stuff some years back or watched videos that said that they actually only have like one nectar flow in the spring and that's it. They're done for the whole year.
That commercial through taking out all the hedgerows and stuff too, so he's getting closed in on over there. I don't envy his situation, but I'd like to get some of the genetics that he produces. He's quite the character. When I listen to him, he reminds me of the aardvark, an ant in the aardvark.
I don't remember that so much, but I find it humorous that he'd say that.
Hey, Ant, come over here, Ant.
I mean, I was watching his video about his woodenware and how he explains stuff and everything, and he's got his own style, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's a fact. Now, I had some conversations with a few guys that were definitely high-end sideliners today, and they're all saying the same thing that I'm saying, and people say, oh, the small hive beetles in those all plastic frames and with the foundation built right on, it's just horrible. Well, these guys weren't saying that, and I was telling you, you know, well, it wouldn't take much to fill them holes up full high-temp silicone and be done with that problem. But they're a little bit flimsy, but what Leo was saying is he uses them, and rarely does that anything come loose, and he likes to recoat them thick, just like I was talking about, because he said, boy, when you get them thin-coated ones, they get bored. He says, if there's not a flow on, they get bored, and they'll peel that stuff right off there. I said, yeah, that's why I like to roll that stuff on thick. He said, I agree.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, there's that 21B or whatever. They're family-made frames. They look like they're more rugged and heavy-duty than the Acorns, and they're food-grade plastic. The Acorn stuff I haven't looked at too much, but I didn't notice anywhere where they talked about it being food-grade, if that matters, you know.